Admiral Jack Romanoff walked into the briefing room aboard the Confederation Navy space station orbiting Argent and was pleased to see that someone had found racks so they could shed their hats and greatcoats. He'd grown used to wearing the old-style uniform over the last year, but that didn't mean it was comfortable. By the time he'd hung his gear, his executive officer, Vice Admiral India McKinnon, had arrived and was following his lead. At her side was Vice Admiral Doug Tobin. The latter wore a modern Confederation Navy uniform, so he didn't have to go through all the rigmarole. Jack was a little jealous, but even he had to admit the modern uniforms were bland. He liked the panache of the older version despite its complications. The large conference table was already filled, mostly with his officers, but there were a few Confederation Navy personnel from Argent. Jack didn't know them, but this would be when they found out how this new arrangement would shake out. Tobin gestured toward the head of the table. "After you, Admiral?" Jack shook his head. "This is your station, Admiral Tobin, so it's not my place to sit at the head of the table. It's yours." Putting actions to words, Jack walked over to the table and gestured for one of his people to move over. Lieutenant Amanda Harris, his tactical officer, had been sitting next to her boyfriend and Hunter's helm officer, Lieutenant Derek Calvo. It amused him to no end to separate the two and have them deal with him seated between them. India's smirk told him she knew what he was thinking as she sat across the table from him, between two officers he didn't know. Looking briefly uncomfortable, Tobin sat at the head of the table and rapped his knuckles against the highly polished wood. "Since I'm seated at the head of the table, I suppose I'll chair this meeting. For those who don't know me, I'm Vice Admiral Doug Tobin, and I've been assigned as the Senior Support Staff Officer inside the cluster. While part of this meeting is getting to know each of you, most of it will be spent telling you where everything stands in the battle against the invaders and finding out what Admiral Romanoff needs to prosecute this war. Let me be clear up front. Whatever that is, he will get it in full measure. If you take a moment to introduce yourselves, I'd appreciate it." Present from Jack's team were India, Amanda, Derek, Commander Kelly Danick, Major Beth Cassidy, Sarah Nastasi, and Dr. Alan Prescott. Danick was his chief engineer, Beth was the Marine second in command, Prescott was a scientist with expertise in locust hardware, and Sarah was a lot more complicated to explain. She was technically a Commodore in the Confederation Navy who had been serving as the head of the Judge Advocate General's office at Faust, one of their major population hubs in the Confederation proper. Through a series of unfortunate circumstances, she and her team had been trapped aboard Hunter when they'd come to the cluster. To help him get what he needed to fight the invaders, she'd asked for and received permission from President Ibarra to take a leave of absence and was acting as a civilian to help negotiate the kinds of deals he needed to get support to keep fighting. And she was also his girlfriend. That was a relatively new thing and something they were still getting used to. To his embarrassment, his crew had already adjusted, and he occasionally caught a smirk that was just short of being something he needed to take notice of. At least they weren't as bad as Derek and Amanda. Of course, they also hadn't progressed their relationship to the same level as the two young officers. The three officers from Argent were Captain Cazar Torres, Commander Vivian Lowry, and Brigadier General Alex Tay. Torres was the head of Navy personnel, Lowry was the senior surviving logistics officer, and Tay was a retired Marine officer brought back to active service. Together, the three of them represented the support he desperately needed. Thankfully, none of them were glaring at him, so that was a good start. He had a war to fight, two alien races to eject from the cluster, and a coup in progress inside the Confederation proper. He didn't need a turf war. Tobin inclined his head toward Jack. "Perhaps you should speak first, Admiral Romanoff. Not many people here at Argent understand precisely what's been happening in the cluster, and they should probably be brought up to speed. It would do me some good to hear it again as well." Jack was about to open his mouth to agree when the hatch behind him slid open. As this was a senior-level briefing and he didn't expect any late arrivals, he craned his head around to see who was crashing the party. President Caroline Ibarra, the head of the Confederation Council in the cluster, strode through the hatch. He'd intended to brief her later, but she'd obviously decided to get her information sooner.